It's a month before Election Day, so it's time for that familiar refrain.
I'm Doug Owens, and I approve this message.
I'm Mia Love, and I approve this message.
This is Sean Reyes, and I approve this message.
I'm Donna McAleer, and I approve this message.
And we approve this message.
But don't expect the same level of inundation that Utahns experienced in 2012. Last time around, Utah's 4th Congressional District was a national battleground, with dollars flooding in and TV ads churning out for Democrat Jim Matheson and Republican Mia Love. Love went on to lose that hard-fought election, but she's well-positioned to take the spoils this year, having earned a considerable level of name recognition for her previous effort.
American dreams are fostered at home, built with our hands and nurtured in our hearts. These are the things that Washington has forgotten, but I haven't. Send me to Washington, and together, we will ensure the American dream rolls on. I'm running for Utah. I'm running for you. Run with me.
Other ads featuring Love have shared a similarly positive tone. And Morgan Lyon-Cotty of the University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Politics says there's a rationale behind that approach.
Her ads are very positive, and I think that's to try to counter that. According to the polls, her unfavorable ratings are actually pretty high. Those who have a very or somewhat unfavorable rating of her, it's above 40%, which is not where a candidate wants it to be.
Meanwhile, Cotty says Love's opponent, Democrat Doug Owens, has an unfavorability rating of 20%, but he's using ads to address a completely different issue, name recognition.
Now, his recognizability is a lot lower, but as we compare the polls from August to some of the more recent ones, we're seeing that he's picking up more undecided voters than she is. So it appears that he might be capitalizing on that.
So if Owens just needs to get his name out to the public, not much edge is necessary for his ads either.
This race isn't about a political belief system. It's about helping Utahns. We're all sick of the gridlock in Washington. I'll put people before politics. That's what Utah values are all about.
In fact, compared to the 2012 election, Cotty says the tone of this race has been fairly mild.
Quite often towards the end of the campaign, we do see people devolving, and her 2012 campaign against Jim Matheson, you know, it was much more negative. He was a sitting congressman. He had a decade-long record that she could attack, and I think people really didn't like the tone of that, and I think perhaps they've learned that lesson. And it was interesting, during the debate on Tuesday, there were a couple of times where she very specifically said, I don't want to be attacked. I want this to be policy focused. And Doug Owens' response to that was, you know, I'm not attacking you. I'm just trying to point out differences in our policies. So it seems like both candidates are actually trying to make a point that this is a policy-oriented, positive election.
So while the race for the 4th District seat has been congenial so far, there's still plenty of time for circumstances to change and strategies to shift. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.